This is Bird Note. Doesn't this sound enticing? Strenuous walks through thick jack pine. Temperatures ranging from below freezing to 85 degrees by late morning. And a heavy dusting of jack pine pollen. That's what volunteers should expect when counting one of our rarest birds, the Kirtland's warbler, in Michigan's Huron-Manistee National Forest in the annual census. We called volunteer Karen Markey, who knows the rewards of counting KWs, as she refers to them.
Well, you're walking a transect, and a transect isn't a path, it's just a straight line marked on a map. So when you walk this transect, oftentimes the trees are just so high and so dense that you have to go underneath them. You almost have to get on your knees and sort of waddle through the forest, almost like a duck. When it's raining or it's real dewy, you are a duck as you navigate through the forest. And as you go through, the needles from the jack pine and the pin oaks are hitting you in the face. We all just call this position the KW waddle. So it isn't the most comfortable of tasks, but certainly it's rewarding, and there's a chance you're going to hear and actually see a KW.
The Kirtland's warbler was one of the first species to be listed as endangered after Congress adopted the Endangered Species Act in 1973. Karen and others are helping federal and state agencies determine how well the recovery plan for the warblers is working. One indication, in 1974, the number of singing male Kirtland's warblers in Michigan was 167. Last year's census pegged them at close to 2,000 singing males. There's more to this story at birdnote.org.